Or worse, he had quietly vomited his breakfast all over himself and had taken off most of his clothes, or picked a scab until blood flowed, or used a plastic picnic fork to tattoo his name into the back of his mother's seat, or decorated the upholstery and himself with a red magic marker his mother didn't know he possessed. Having played both starring roles in this small domestic comedy in my time, I can attest to the possibility that the kid had accomplished all of these moves during the short trip from home to school. Kids are fast. My own mother asked me the same question, often, and I, in my turn, ask my own children, who no doubt have followed the same line of inquiry with their kids, "What on earth have you done?" This is one of the great mother questions. The second great question mothers ask is the theological one. What in the name of God are you doing? Another mother question anticipates the future. And what will you think of next? My father rolled all these questions into one, only his tone would change. What the hell? Children know these questions have no reasonable answers. Any child who has half a brain will go mute or mumble, "Nothing, nothing," or resort to pity-invoking sobs that plead innocence, ignorance, and helplessness. "I don't know, I don't know." And the child is telling the truth. Most of the time, a kid doesn't think about what he's doing or why. This is the privilege of childhood. Now, at a distance from childhood and parenting, I begin to understand that these great mother questions are, in fact, profound. They are the great life questions, questions of accountability. Muttering under my breath, after yet another screw-up, I echo both my mother and father, "What on earth have I done? What the hell?" When asked of oneself in a calmer spirit, this line of inquiry makes sense, provokes thought, even puts my feet back on the right path. For example, "Well, just what on earth have you done? After all these years, what?" I think it's useful to inquire of myself about the quality of my existence and my contribution to the commonweal. Never mind what I set out to do, what have I done? What's my record as a citizen of Earth? Likewise, "What in the name of God am I doing?" queries my actions on behalf of all that I say I believe and hold sacred. And finally, the question with ongoing relevance, "What will I think of next?" is a way of asking if my mind is a stagnant cesspool of worn-out notions, or if I am still mentally active, still replacing archaic information with fresh and better ideas. Am I still thinking, still asking, still learning? When my mother asked me her questions, I hated her. Her tone of contempt raised blisters on my soul. And looking back now, what I really hated was knowing that there were no acceptable responses to her inquest. This was not an invitation to a friendly symposium. She wasn't really asking. She was obliquely declaring that I was a loser, an idiot, and a pain in the ass. And I suppose I was, at least some of the time. But then, so was she, some of the time. Now, I think better of her, and me, and the questions. So, energized by my thinking, I hurried around the fence to enlighten the mother who had been whipsawing Billy in the back seat. The kid was gone. The mother was sitting in the car weeping and beating both hands on the steering wheel while muttering to herself. Oh, I remember those parental moments. And this is probably not the time for the unknown wise man to suddenly appear from behind the fence and explain to this vexed lady the deeper meaning of the mother questions. I didn't want to have to answer that other great mother question which she would have asked me. "Who do you think you are?" And that's the big one, isn't it? A flourishing life depends on how you answer that. Who do I think I am? The uncontestable truth is that we come and go in sealed solitude. You cannot ever know what other people really think of you. Even your mother did not tell you the truth all.